In this episode, I'm chatting with Chris Barber. Chris will be familiar to many of you as the Chelsea correspondent for the Anfield Wrap, basically. Chris is always a really good laugh on the shows that he does. He's got a good sense of humour, and it's clear that his attitude to football is one that just doesn't take it too seriously. As you'll find out in this, he might not have ended up a Chelsea fan had it not been for his granddad. So let's start. Firstly, start with where you grew up.
Okay. I grew up in a little town called Congleton, which is only about an hour from where I was sat. Moved there about two, which I think people I meet here don't expect, I think.
Mm. Where were you born then?
So I was oddly again born in Somerset in Taunton.
Right, okay.
So my mum's Essex in London, and my dad is, I think, London too himself. But they met out on a gap year in Hong Kong, a gap year that went on for maybe 7 or 8 years. And then they came back, and my dad's family since then had moved to Somerset, so they were there. And we weren't there forever. So we obviously, the plan was always to leave. I don't know where they were planning to go, but we ended up in Congleton in the northwest. Mm. So that's very much home.
So what's your first memory of football in it, like in any sense?
I should have expected this question, shouldn't I? Just playing it, I think, because again, my mom is sporty, my dad's not, but there wasn't that sense of, you know, we weren't conditioned. It wasn't like the Williams household, like we weren't, you know, it just happened. I remember just being an early birthday party, it was football, there was always just stuff happening. So yeah, playing, I think, and watching wise, the 98 World Cup. I remember learning the word retaliation because of Mr. Beckham. Sort of in six then, but yeah, in terms of, I obviously was into it because I watched that game. So I think playing it, I think playground playing it in the garden, playing it, just being mad into kicking balls about.